With a backdrop of over $125 billion in reported improper payments to contractors, the Senate Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight held a hearing on ways to improve the way government agencies audit the $500 billion that's spent on contractors every year. Lawmakers are considering the future of the Defense Contract Audit Agency, which, despite its name, also audits most civilian contracts. The DCAA says it performed over 11,000 audits last fiscal year, covering about $228 billion worth of proposed or claimed contractor costs. They ended up recommending reductions, they say, in costs of about $13.7 billion. Government watchdog groups like the Project on Government Oversight asked the panel to consider creating a more robust agency to handle audits. That group's director of investigations, Nick Swellenbach, resurrected the idea of creating a new independent agency, saying the best reason for doing so is the de facto status the DCAA has now as such an agency.
Contracting has greatly grown outside of the DOD. DCAA has deep institutional knowledge of contractors, and utilizing the DCA may be cheaper for organizations than hiring or training their own cadre of contract auditors. DCAA estimates that it saves slightly more than $5 for every $1 invested in it. It is, however, horribly understaffed given its workload. For example, during the early 1990s, it had more than 2,000 more employees than it currently does, while there is a greater amount of contracting now. Non-DOD agencies can request DCAA services if they are willing to pay. This is a disincentive to utilize DCAA. If adequately and centrally funded, an FCAA would remove this disincentive.
Neither Democratic Subcommittee Chairman Claire McCaskill or Ranking Republican Member Scott Brown seem to have an appetite for replacing the DCAA with some other new overarching agency or, citing shrinking budgets, increasing the size of the DCAA. Chairman McCaskill of Missouri, herself a former government auditor, said it was her observation that government is very inefficient when it comes to creating government programs, while Swellenbach appeared to essentially agree.
I am beyond reluctant after looking at what happened when we created Homeland Security and looking what happens whenever we create a new program. Generally don't check to see if it's really duplicative, generally don't check to see if there's any metrics, if the program is doing what it's supposed to be doing very well. So I guess what I'm really not excited about creating a new agency, even if it is auditing.
If there ever was going to be a
subject matter I'd want to create a new agency, it would be auditing. Why can't we just improve DCAA to be the main repository of auditors that agencies can go to when they need audit work done within their agencies?
Chairwoman, I think you're absolutely right. And I think as GAO recognized in their 2009 report, it's a risky suggestion. You could possibly make things worse if you created a new agency. There could be a lot of upfront costs.
And the wrong kind of competition.
Absolutely.
More modest reforms were also suggested that would extend the oversight of the DCAA. Those include giving the agency its own independent general counsel, a review of the size of contracts that are audited, and possibly granting the agency the power to subpoena. In describing the return on investment the agency offers taxpayers by uncovering fraud and abuse, Director Patrick Fitzgerald says his agency does deliver, but that the return is shrinking, like its staff has over the past decade. Senator McCaskill asked Fitzgerald to describe the role DCAA plays in performing contract audits for agencies other than the Department of Defense.
The writ large policy issue that I want this hearing to talk about is, are there sufficient contract auditing resources in the federal government? Do agencies have the ability to be aggressive about contract audits? And how is that process working now? Is there an overall risk assessment that is being done across all of the agencies that anybody has responsibility to look at and say, you know, we've got a cost-plus contract over here at Interior that no one's ever looked at and there's never been a question asked about it? I mean, are we doing this in stovepipes?
Well, Senator McCaskill, from defense contract audit point of view, we have worked over the last year with the Department of Defense and all the stakeholders involved with that to make sure that our auditors are being allocated to the highest risk, highest priority work. We are now starting to work with each individual civilian agency to do that realizing that one, you know, a risk-based approach for DOD may not be the same thing for DOE or someone like that. So we are working civilian agency by civilian agency.
Meantime, contractors have long complained about the length of time it typically takes to complete audits. Counsel for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Sanderson Ho, told the panel, at this point, their number one concern is the increased role they say auditors have been taking, in effect diminishing the role of contract officers.
Both traditionally and by law, contracting officers have exercised authority to make decisions regarding the implementation and performance of government contracts. Recently, however, there is evidence that the auditing community may be usurping some of that contracting officer's role. On January 4 of this year, DOD published a memorandum assigning new roles for the Defense Contract Management Agency and the DCAA regarding forward pricing rates. The memorandum provides that contracting officers shall adopt the DCAA's recommended rates. This is a significant change of policy and conflicts with current law.
Managing Director with the Government Accountability Office, Jeanette Franzel, says it's not surprising to hear that contractors have been uncomfortable in trying to adjust as the DCAA changes its methods. Those changes were made in part in answer to a 2009 GAO report that complained the DCAA's independence was compromised. Fitzgerald says the audit agency's added 500 workers over the last 2 years and is conducting fewer audits every year. Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.